Mop, 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 mop. Blow your top. Call in there, Roscoe. We need some help here. Oh, we're going to have to play a record.
Roscoe's swinging with a 250-pound naked cubic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we can just listen to me laugh, or we can play a record.
Oh, we got a there was some amazing letter in the post here. Oh, where'd it go?
Let's celebrate the miracle known as dead air.
No, hello. Roscoe.
Don't be shy, Hoss. He's still blinking.
No, it says air.
Hello?
Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
What shakes? What bakes?
Shake it, don't break it, wrap it up, and the hound just might take it.
Chicken dinner. Yeah.
Hey, you guys, I don't think I'm ever going to watch NBC Nightly News again because you guys are just taking it, you know, taking the cake. This is all the stuff that I need to know, and I don't need to know anything else.
Give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the business.
I think that's a good idea. We've been trying to figure out how you guys could actually get paid real dollars for this, and mm-hmm. I think this is it, the news. I don't know. I think it's really great. I mean, the story about the guy with the concept, you know, it was just sex. That's great. I love that.
It's beautiful.
And the wet t-shirt thing, you know, that's Tom Brokaw. He's so sinister, that guy, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of his broadcast, he goes, "See you tomorrow night." You know, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's just some yuppie creep. I'm better looking anyway.
He's sinister, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Dan Rather guy gives me the willies, man. Courage?
What's the frequency?
Yeah, what is the frequency?
I know the frequency. And I'm not telling, unless I get paid for it.
Oh, yeah, well, you should get paid.
What's
I mean, somebody should give you a lot of dough.
Yeah.
So true.
$300,000. We're not asking for a lot of money, folks, just a workable sum.
Workable sum to get it started.
Right, a workable sum to get it started. 300 grand. It's not too much to ask.
You know, it's a nice little goal. It's not a crazy goal.
Yeah, it's not being greedy. It's not being like a yuppie slime who wants to starve little children for their condos.
Mm.
Anyway, we got a vibe here?
Well, I thought I'd just play a little bit of this here because I broke into it pretty good. Here, check this out. Whoa.
Yes.
In Canada, the water is cooler. The air is cleaner. People are dumber.
And the beer tastes good. Roscoe!
Well, it's just something that a guy can do while sitting down, you know?
There you go.
Advanced techniques in laziness. It is my forte.
Gearing yourself up for J.J. Cale, huh?
J.J. Cale. That should be a good one, you know?
Yep.
He sits down.
Yep.
It's pretty remarkable.
He's got a guitar with no back and 17 pickups.
I hate to be his soldering gun. I'm sure he takes it with him everywhere, you know?
Yeah, in pieces. I bet the airlines are very good on guitars with no backs.
Yeah, right. Well, they have that thing where they do look at your stuff, and they raised it from $500 to $700.
What, the amount of money they give you if they trash your $5,000 telly?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, you check it, it's stolen. Consider it done, especially around holiday time.
Oh.
You know, some MF from United Airlines still has my Lake Placid Blue 67.
But, you know, it does carry the curse inside it. You know, I hate to be the guy who stole a guitar, you know.
Yeah.
It's
so true.
The Yankees right now are having this kind of like, you know, since they blew it so bad last night, probably the most exciting game of the whole year and the whole season in a microcosm. Now they're having like a little contract drive, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Today they're whipping Boston really bad. You know, they've been, like, stealing home, and they're really beating the hell out of Boston.
How many innings did what's-his-name last on the mound?
Oh, not too long. Mahorsic is in there now.
Last night they used 7 pitchers,
oh,
four of whom I had never seen before.
Yeah,
where did they get those
out?
Guys?
One of them floated up from Haiti on a raft.
Great.
There you go. Anywhere but their farm system is the answer to that question.
Yes.
Don't be drinking his cherry Coke. Let's see. What else is going on out there? I don't know, you know? Well, Bruce, you got to rock.
It's a full moon, man.
Full moon. I'm trying to stay inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm drinking water and eating bananas.
Flushing yourself out there, eh?
Yeah, you know. I can't afford a blood change, so.
Yeah, just the airfare to Switzerland alone broke me.
I would like to go to Switzerland.
I would, too. Eat cheese.
Hey, Bruce has headed to
Germany.
I wonder
if you can get a deal on a Rolex there. Oh, Claudel just knocked one off the wall. They really are. They're doing... It's so silly, you know. Why not last night, you jokers? You know, they got the best uniforms in baseball, and they have to disgrace the thing. I don't know why.
Because George won't go out and get some pictures. He brings in, what's his name? Ken
Felch?
Yeah. Kenny Phelps.
Yeah,
so
well...
need another left-handed power hitter.
Yeah,
George, but that's 35. I do think this thing... I know that you guys probably disagree with me, but maybe we could get this started, you know... that somebody else should try to buy the Yanks, and Trump, if we appealed to his, like, manliness, possibly, we could either find out if he is a complete fruit, or
he could go
chasing George with his checkbook.
I think he's the worst possible choice, because he would definitely move the Yankees to
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That would not be
he's,
good.
He's in so tight with those mafiosos who run Jersey, and he hates Ed Koch so much, and he has no class to begin with. He likes ugly modern architecture, that he would move him into the Meadowlands,
we'd
lose Yankee Stadium.
Well, you know, it was suggested to me that if you just take up a collection on opening day, you get a quarter from every fan that shows up, you could hire a guy to shoot George, no problem. Have money left over to split the country for a few months.
I think that you should take 50 cents from each fan and hire a guy to shoot George and another guy to shoot Rigetti.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
The single bullet theory.
Single bullet theory. Two bullets. Two silver bullets.
Or just like one safe.
Yeah, or get them both standing next to each other for a photo opportunity and let both barrels go on a 12-gauge.
Yeah, it's sawed off tight, so it's got a pattern about the size of a garbage can lid.
There you go.
Right.
Well, guys.
I can dream.
Like those tender thoughts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roscoe.
You got a record ready to go there?
We're gonna do some minor vomology with
that tape. Maybe.
Yes, I.
We'll work our way up to that.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Okay.
Thank you, Roscoe. Better ideas for better living. The State of the Vibe Report.